how effectively did Broncos kind of keep you, or were you kind of convinced that you were heading for free agency? And if you knew you were going to be leaving, what other teams did you consider besides the
I didn't really know what was going on. You know, my main objective was to have the best ending of my season. You know, try to make myself more available to other teams and, you know, the Broncos. And, you know, it happened this way, so I don't really know what happened. You know, I let my agent handle that. I was just ready to play football, and so happened Coach Fox was here, had a great relationship, and, you know, it just worked out perfectly for me to be here.
How much did that play into it, your relationship with Fox?
Oh, it played heavily, especially, you know, going back to, you know, him giving me my first opportunity to play, coaching me, and helping me to want to be great and, you know, getting close to that. So, you know, it definitely helped me getting here, you know, and I got some familiar faces around here, so it definitely helped me make an easy transition.
Kenny, how did Coach Fox help your development those first few years in the league?
He was always in my ear, you know. He used to make funny quotes, funny sayings, saying, I checked my rule book today, say you can be great. You know, stuff like that just stuck with me, you know. I always respected him, and he was always in my ear telling me, Danny, you know, no matter where you come from, you can go places, man. You six-round draft pick, people overlook you, all this and that, but you're here now, make a name for yourself.
And I know you said that you thought your Broncos defense was better than the 85 Bears at one point. What do you think now that you're on the Bears and following in this, you know, long legacy of some great Bears defenses of the past?
You know, I was in the moment then. You know, it's not my place to speak on that. You know, I wasn't there back in the 85 Bears, but, you know, you know, it's just an honor to be mentioned among names like that, you know, a great defense like that. So, you know, I would take, you know, it's not my place to say where we fit, but it's my job to, you know, continue to play great and make my name available up there with those.
Bobby, I know your face with Kyle for you, Bobby. How much communication have you had with Kyle in the last few days, and what excites you about joining forces with him up front?
Me and Kyle, we've been talking about this for the past 2 weeks. So, you know, he's been in my ear trying to get me to come to Chicago and recruiting me and things. And once I finally gave him notice that I was coming here, you know, screaming and shouting on the phone, you know, he was real happy to hear that. So, you know, I talked to him yesterday, and I see him when I get back in Arizona. He's ready to get things down, learn the terminology of the playbook and everything. So, good.
What's it say about Kyle that he was encouraging you even though he probably might be another position
special? I mean, he's a good recruiter. So, I mean, you know, if it's somebody good out there, you know, and he wants them on this team, I mean, he's got the ability to make that happen because of who he's become on this team. And with the position switch, I mean, it wouldn't be a problem because he's played that before, so.
Did you guys train together at the Charles Bentley?
Yes.
Cool question for both of you. You guys both come from very successful teams over the past few years. The Bears are obviously struggling the past couple of years. What gives you maybe the confidence why you guys can help turn this thing around? What do you like about the situation?
I mean, at one point, you know, the Cardinals, they were, I wouldn't say down. Like, the Bears, they're not where they used to be. So at one point, the Cardinals were like that, and I can't speak for the Broncos, but it was a rebuilding process. You know, though that organization had to bring players in to get it back where it used to be. And so, you know, I'm just a part of, and Danny's here, is a piece of the puzzle, trying to get the Bears back to that top spot.
Danny, you've been on one of the best defenses ever. As you come into this team and you look at this roster or this group, what do you see from it, and what do you think needs to be done to get to that level?
I see a lot of attitude. I see a lot of hustle, and I see a lot of ambition in these guys. And that's stuff you can work with, you know, and I feel like I fit great with this defense. I know some faces around here. I met some of the guys, and, you know, I just feel like these guys are ready to push it to the next level. And, you know, my job is to do whatever I need to do to help them get over that.
Yeah, what do you see in this defense? You say you fit with it. What do you see when you look at it, and why do you think you fit?
You know, this is one of the defenses I strived in, you know, and, you know, Vic defense is really, he's really a mastermind with it, you know, and he's one of the coolest defensive coordinators out there, so I'm really excited about that, you know, and knowing the way he thinks, you know, it's going to be an easy transition for me just talking to him and, you know, knowing his defense, I'm always willing to learn, And, you know, I think that's a great guy to learn from because he's a wizard at, you know, scheming and making up plays and, you know, putting you in the right situation possible. So, you know, I think it's a great situation here.
Have they talked to you about whether, you know, you'd be Mike inside back or Jack or when you'll call signals or anything like that?
No, I've just been moving around talking to you guys. So, talk to them later.
Bobby, I think your first year with the Cardinals, you were won 5 games.
Yeah.
What did you see that kind of helped build the team back up? And you know, do you get the impression that the Bears liked that you had that experience of winning more games every year and that you might be able to test that along here?
Oh, yeah. First, when I first started off, you know, we had a down year. And with the new change in the coaching staff, we weren't used to winning. So with the new coaching staff, we went 10, 11 games, something like that, with a taste of winning, so we became hungry. And so, I mean, winning is contagious. You know, once you start winning, you don't want to go back to losing. So all we need is a little taste here, man, and got to get back to the top.
So, say, can you share that experience with some of the younger guys here?
Nobody wants to lose. Yeah. So, I mean, that's not a good thing. So if we can bring what we've experienced with our both the teams we've been on, bring that culture here, I mean, it'll help out a lot.
Bobby, are you strictly a right tackle, or if there was a need, how would you feel about trying the left side?
I mean, that's not my place to speak on. I mean, I was brought here to play right tackle, but that's up to the coaching staff.
But I mean, if there was, God forbid, injury or need, would you be comfortable over there?
I mean, I'm an athlete. I'm open to do anything.
Bobby, last year when Al McPhee came here, described his own kind of play as violent. How
would
you describe yours?
I mean, I'm nasty in the run game, but pass game, I'm efficient. You know, can't really be too aggressive in the pass protection from offensive tackle. I'm patient, so that's how I would describe it.
Danny, same question. Have you met Purnell? Have you talked to Purnell? Are you violent?
We got the same agent, and I believe him. He's a monster, man. Every time he's putting his hands on somebody, it's a train wreck. And, you know, that's similar to my style. You know, I'm kind of back a little bit further, so I get a little bit more momentum. But to have somebody like that in front of you, you know, and playing with my attitude, I think it could be spectacular, you know, with things we do. And, you know, hopefully our attitude cover all defense, you know, just start getting contagious, you know, like winning, like he said. You know, just start spreading to these guys. And I believe it will. You know, they got their head on right, and he's a great group of guys, and they're ready to win.
In this defensive scheme, Vic seems to use smaller inside linebackers. I mean, you typically think of the inside guys as bigger against the run. How do you function at 200? What are you playing at, 235,
240? Yeah, I mean, shoot, they just got to hit me. Shoot. I'm not going to sit right there and just let nobody hit me, man. I pack some punch now. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how strong you are, you know, it's just me and you right there. So, you know, I got faith in myself, and I hate losing.
Danny, is the size a knock you've heard for a while now?
It's an issue for everybody else, not for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe it's the fight. And, you know, they say I'm undersized, but I'm not, not seriously. And, you know, I like that people keep saying it's something about me. But, you know, on film, you know, I believe – you know, if you look at it seriously, you will never see weight being an issue on film. So, I mean, you know, I love this game of football, and whatever I got to do to keep doing it, I'm going to keep doing it.
And what have these last 6 weeks been like for you? Getting the Super Bowl, and getting your payday, getting all the spoils that come with it?
I've been everywhere, man. But, you know, as an NFL player and as a pro, you have to be able to handle a situation like that and, you know, adapt and, you know, not let it become overwhelming. Just soak it all in, like Peyton told me, just soak it all in, but at the same time, take time for yourself. Give thanks to who you need to give thanks to, and appreciate where you are in life.
Where all do you bounce around to since you're Super Bowl?
To my daughter, my girl, to Hawaii. We went back home for a little bit. Got to take her to Disney World. Been here, which is my new home, and I'm loving it here, so this is where I'm going to be.
Bobby, you didn't play against the Bears last year when they met the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Were the Bears at all concerned character-wise with your incident last year? And did they ask you about it, and how do you respond to it?
I mean, I wouldn't be the one to ask. I mean, you'd have to ask the organization that. But no, there was no concern addressed to me, so no.
And how do you respond when people ask, is that situation behind you, or is that, you know, how do you react?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it's behind me. You know, everybody makes mistakes. And that was a mistake that I made, and I lived and I learned from it. And, you know, not something that I see happening again in the future. So that's behind me.
Danny, what's next for you in your game to take it to the next level? What are you trying to improve upon this offseason?
To take it to the next level, I want everybody around me to experience what I experienced. And, you know, that's my thing. You know, I'm not a selfish player. You know, I'm a team player, and, you know, I'm all about the atmosphere in the locker room and on the field and having fun, joking around. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, this team growing and this team going places where they need to be and, you know, and everybody getting what they deserve. I believe, you know I just got here, you know, kind of cliche or whatever, but I really do believe that, you know, our head is in the right place. We just got to go out here and do it.
And have you handled the calls and checks before for events?
Yeah, I handle it every year.
So you did all the calls in Denver?
Yeah, well, it was me and Brandon last year, so we just split it up.
Yeah, you played in the 3-4 and the more traditional 4-3. Is there something about the 3-4 that fits you well? And when you sat there and looked at potential landing spots, was the 3-4 a benefit?
Any defense I could play in, man. I could play in Tampa 2, I could play in 4-6. It don't matter. Man. I can play anything. So, you know, it's all about the challenge and, you know, how I approach it. You know, if I attack it, get the playbook down pat, I don't think it's nothing I can't do.
How is the challenge different than 3-4 or 4-3?
It's not. It's more easy. I think it's easier, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's all about how you play and how you work with the group of guys in front of you. You got to be in sync.
Danny, as people from the Denver defense, I guess you and the league go your separate ways and get away from what you guys had there. How would you respond to skepticism that you guys can maintain your level of play when you're apart from, you know, a back end like you guys had and a front like you guys had?
We came in together, so when we came in 12, you know, we laid down some ground laws. We was like, you know, this is what it's going to be. We're going to work our tail off. We're going to be the best. You know, no matter what we do in life, wherever we go in life, and, you know, it stuck with us. You know, we all got a group chat. We talk all the time. But, you know, it's going to be different. I'm not going to say it's not. But, you know, I'm looking for it. I'm looking forward to this challenge, man. I'm a guy who loves to take on stuff people say I can't do and, you know, all this and that. But at the same time, I believe we're going to be all right, man. We got our head on right, and we work our tail off, man. And we'll be working together this offseason and doing what we need to do to get better.
Bobby, what was it about the sales pitch? What was it from Ryan Pace or whoever you were working with that convinced you that this was the place you wanted to be?
I mean, it's a good organization, and, you know, they're on the uprise. You know, they got a lot of good things that's going on here, and they're taking strides to make progress and be able to play with a good friend of mine, play right beside him, and play for a good quarterback, and the offense capabilities that they have here. That's what did it for me.
What would Kyle tell you when he's on the phone with you and he's trying to sell you on coming?
I need to be here. I could say exactly what he said, but it wouldn't be good, be appropriate. So just forget every other team and come to Chicago, basically.
What did he tell you about Jay Cutler? Have you met him yet?
Yeah, I met him earlier. You know, he's I don't know him, just met him briefly, but seems like a great guy. He's a great quarterback. And, you know, I'm just trying to get to playoffs, win the Super Bowl, and be a part of that.
You met him here?
Yeah.
What did you learn from that 2013 season after you started every game as a rookie and then kind of took a back seat in the new offense? What was that experience like for you moving forward?
You can't get the big head, man. You got to stay humble. So, and, you know, you got to respect the process. And, you know, that was a big learning experience for me. And, you know, it helped out a lot, even though I didn't think it was. But, you know, I lived and I learned from it. And, you know, it helped me to succeed in the future.
Danny, when you came back, or when you suffered the injury in 14, what did you learn about yourself coming back from that?
What I learned?
Yeah, about yourself and rehabbing and it was knee reconstruction, right?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I knew it was going to take some hard work, and probably some long nights and, you know, couldn't sleep. But at the same time, I knew if I get over this, you know, my life would be so much better. And, you know, I got football is what I wanted to do my whole life, man. So I knew I had to get my knee right. I knew I had to do whatever I needed to do to get it right. And fortunately, I had Brandon there. And, you know, he just had surgery on his foot. So he pushed me and I pushed him. So we had each other. But at the same time, I know I got to keep it right. And I know that, you know, as long as I stay injury-free, I'll be all right.
Are you a different player now since than you were before the injury?
I'm hungrier.
Danny, Bears fans take their middle linebackers pretty seriously. There's actually some historical evidence that the position was invented here. How much do you really know about the legacy of Bears linebackers? Is something that you've been familiar with, any of the names, any of the guys that you growing up in Middle Washington or heard about?
Yeah. I don't think there's nobody who play linebacker who hasn't heard about them. You know, just the great traditional linebackers that come through here. You know, and to be in the presence of where they was, you know, and to have my name right there, you know, it's an opportunity for me to make the most of it. And, you know, I'm not gonna let it shy. You know, those are some great players, man. Linebackers, you know, coming down hitting. You know, that's my style of play. So at the same time, you know, I know I gotta, you know, feed off of them. And go out here and make some plays.
Hey, what are you proudest of your first 4 years in the league, going from a sixth round guy to a guy who's in this position now?
What did you say?
What are you proudest of those 4 years, going from a sixth rounder to a guy who's in this position now?
I stay humble and hungry, man. And you know, in the world today, you know, it's easy to get big headed, and you know, get full of yourself, man, and just overlook everybody. I believe in treating everybody equally, and you know, just playing ball, man, loving the game of football. It's not gonna last forever, man. You know, when I had my injury, I thought it was over for me. But at the same time, I wanted to get back. So, you know, I fell back in love with it. And I don't want that love to ever leave.
You thought it was over?
I thought it was over because, you know, that was my third injury on that leg. But it was mm-hmm. the same injury. So
how did you get through that mental block? I mean, just coming out of this surgery or whatever? That seems like a pretty big.
It was big. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. It's an injury, man, you know. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, it's surgery on your knee, man. That's where you put all your weight on. You know, you got to hold your leg up, your body. So, I mean, I knew I had to get that thing right if I wanted to not just play football but be able to walk.
When did the light kind of come on? Like, hey, it's not over. And not only that, you know, I've got a chance to be a part of a Super Bowl defense and you know, be in the position that you are now, too.
I think once I started moving, running around outside, doing some ladders and stuff, kind of fell back into my steps, man. It just came natural.
Anything else, guys?
Danny, you've had teammates, Broncos team, former Broncos teammates get big deals. Just your thoughts on what happened with Malik Jackson and Brock Osweiler?
I can't really say what happened. You know, I just know that they deserve whatever, you know, they get. You know, and they work for it, man. And you know, those guys are my brothers, man. They work their tail off. So you know, I'm gonna take that, you know, the work ethic we had and bring it to this team and, you know, let it spread like wildfire.
All right, thanks, guys.